might get loud. I might get soft. Loud and soft.
It's a free opener.
That sounded like glass was involved.
Promotional item from...
I pictured this so smooth, this opening of this episode, and then it's going into usual territory.
See? Sometimes the free stuff isn't always the best stuff.
Okay, I'm not going to say this is bad because these people support me.
Right?
In fact, I just had a free...
All right. We're back. Episode, I have no idea.
Who cares?
It feels good to be back.
Summertime.
What am I drinking here?
That's interesting.
Rhinestone Cowboy.
I've been walking these streets so long, singing the same old song, but I'm going to be where the lights are shining on me, like a
German-esque, eh?
Yeah, he's got the short pants guy with
the lederhosen.
He's a lederhosen cowboy, though, with a rooster beside him.
In celebration of the German World Cup that happened months ago. A lot has happened since the last taping of the episode.
Brewmaster's limited edition, 30ml bottle. What's it say on the... A Kolsch is an ale suffused with the wit and wisdom of a lager after having been mellowed to near freezing at the vertex of its creation. There's some great words in here. Inspired by the cradle of Cologne, each sip will lasso your thirst and wrangle you with robust refreshment.
Nice.
Deliberately different beer. That's what we should have said. A deliberately different podcast.
Mm.
Can we steal that?
I don't see why not.
Stealable?
Sure. We just took a few words and added a different one at the end.
Yeah. Imitation. This is a serious form of whatever we do.
A lot has happened in the last 3-4 weeks, however long it was. Canada Day happened. Did we do anything after Canada Day? I can't remember. I think so.
What was the last episode? Was it a shorty or full length?
I have to look back to the records, but I know I went to...
What is this on my fingers? What is this lingering...
It's probably a label.
Label tape.
Maybe. Maybe it's the cheap bottle opener.
Okay. Anyway, where were you?
You were, I think, about to head off to the flatlands of Saskatchewan.
Correct, sir.
And how was those adventures for you?
Amazing. Amazing is it means different things to different people, but that's where I'm from. And I haven't done any hard labor for a long time.
Yeah.
And recently it's been sticking to me, and I'll tell you more about that in a bit. But went home to Saskatchewan. My brother-in-law and sister have a ranch. So that would be Kirk Clavin and his betrothed.
World famous.
The beautiful Leanne. And, excuse me.
Pause for obnoxious driver.
Idiot. Oh, man, I'm in the mood to smack somebody because it's super hot today. Let's be honest.
It is 91,000 damn degrees. The Lord need to delegate temperature and weather to somebody else. Where the hell is Moses?
Yeah.
I got sweaty. I had to have a shower after walking from one end of my office to the other or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no. Because we got a muggy situation happening.
It was on the news today. It's like Texas, they say. And I've never been to Texas, but if this is what Texas is like, no wonder they got...
Sometimes Texas is in the 40s. And I know yesterday on my car thinger, we were at 32 without the Humidex. So I don't know what the Humidex is, but it adds more degrees.
I think that's what it... Feel? I have no idea. The texture of the air, the sweatiness of the underpants.
Yeah. We're both wearing wife beaters and are gaunch here doing the show, so that's good. Anyway, so Saskatchewan, they have a working ranch, whatever. So we went down there and said, hey, we'll try and help you out and hang out. Because I had to help my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things we had to do was take my dad's things out of the apartment and sort through all that stuff. And my brother-in-law and I tried to have a sense of humor over it, and
he
was like doing a fashion show because Kirk, he's a bigger fella, like my pop was. And so, yeah, Kirk, he tried on a lot and it was super hot there too. So I made him try on the leather jackets.
Of course.
And anyway, so we helped mom out with that and spent some time with her. And then we were nutting calves on the ranch.
Cool.
We were processing some cows and my brother-in-law is like a surgeon. Like a surgeon touched for the whatever. I've never seen anyone faster at actually sterilizing the calf.
Was there a lot to do?
Sterilizing?
Wow. Sterilizing? Nutting the calf. Was there a
nutting
lot?
The calf.
Was there a lot of them? Loss today. Because maybe he's like, you know, this has got to get done. Got to get done while I have all these extra hands.
There wasn't a lot. They had already done a bunch of batches. This was the latest batch of young calves. Great looking calves. And anyway, so we did that. And Scooby Sway was the assistant on the job. He held the scalpel.
Oh, yes.
And all of the accoutrement,
uh-huh.
the spray, disinfectant spray and all that jazz, whatever, and the iodine, the whole thing. And I was in the chute. Yeah. I was chasing them up the chute, and then I would kind of just use my considerable girth to hold the calf.
Yeah.
Because my nephew had to, once we got their head through the squeeze, my nephew has to snub them off.
Yeah.
Snub them off. So he does. And then you put the tail jack on. My other nephew, Levi, put the tail jack. So that means you put the tail straight up and hold it over.
Interesting.
And when you do that, that blocks all the nerves so they don't feel that they're being denutified.
Huh.
Yeah, it works great from my perspective. I'm not sure if you asked the calf. No, they're... It was good. Sawyer trapped his first gopher.
Nice. Yeah. That's a Saskatchewan pastime.
Mixed feelings about that. Anyway, did that. And we picked rocks, which involves as much awesomeness as you, as the title would imply.
Isn't there a machine that picks the rocks for you? Can't you just drive the machine and...
My brother-in-law likes to roll with the old school methods. Actually, he's got a really nice John Deere tractor, and it was so cool to see my son actually... be forced to get up there and drive that tractor in the field. He drove Kirk's half ton, and he got some real farm experience, and he lifted rocks for a bunch.
Good. Building those muscles.
And I told Kirk, I said, you know, it was, for me, it was good workouts.
Yeah.
Scooby Sway said no, it didn't really even affect him.
I think he's playing tough card.
I think maybe. But I'm saying to Kirk, I said, Mr. Clavin, sir, this is a boot camp. You should charge people for the privilege to come and pick these rocks.
I know.
Because that's what people do now. They go to mud runs and do crazy
and
crap like that.
Sounds like a good farm experience, though. I mean, I've never really had the true farm experience. Mm. I was always a town guy, but...
Come up with $1,000 and I'll get you hooked up.
$1,000. That's how much it costs to get there, eh?
For you, yeah.
Room and board and everything.
That's half price.
But...
you would enjoy it because...
It sounds, yeah.
And every night, like their farmyard, every night they have a slough that really, they don't like it because it took over. It just keeps growing and it's taking up more pasture acreage. But I'm telling you, the views from the yard while you're barbecuing and having a burger outside or whatever, having a beer, it's unbelievable.
Those Saskatchewan sunsets are world famous.
World class, world famous. And they're smart over in Saskatchewan. They're not doing all the hoo-hurrah with the new license plates that we are. We desperately want to spend more taxpayer money here.
There's a situation where if the government says, look, we need new license plates because this reason, slap on a design and call it a day. You're the government. Just do what you want to do. Yeah, do what you got to do.
That's why we elected you. Don't
choose. Give us choices.
But then it's a lose-lose because if they do that, then we're going to say, you bastards. Yeah. You didn't even ask us. Then if you ask us, I say, you bastards. Why are you asking us? So but I don't know exactly. I mean, it's more high-tech. They can catch
something
us
about
easier.
It's brighter at night and it's just more, for the photo radars and the whatnots and the...
Yeah. I'm all about the photo radar. Like, how come the photo radar never catches these assholes?
The loud ones?
Yeah, like all in the city. These guys never get caught.
I know.
They never get caught.
They need to have, they need to be more clever about the photo radar in the places where you know where we're going faster.
Just how many times, be honest, because there's a certain spot here right by a certain bridge.
Yeah.
That old guy.
That truck?
That old truck. Yeah, the old guy in the truck. Yeah. He's employed by the city. And I'm sure the guy's a nice fella, but I want to punch him in the face. And how many times have you gotten by where you just thought, I'm going to give him the bird? This is the time. This is the time I'm going to flip him off. Because he annoys me, man.
He is so obvious. This is the problem, though. I don't think he'd be obvious.
He still catches people.
That should be a 60 zone as far as I'm concerned, not a 50, it is.
And you know what? No sign. There's no 60 sign anywhere. There's no 50 sign, no 30 sign.
That's another thing.
Bullshit.
There needs to be more signage.
Yeah.
Because I don't know, this stretch just right outside, I forget what ave this is, but it's a 60, but I go faster. But I don't think there is one sign.
Just for the record, they park up by that bush by the pasture.
I saw that.
There's a cow pasture just up the road, too.
That's new.
They're always trying to stank it. Anyway, so Saskatchewan, the other thing I want to say before I close and we get to your Craven experience was... It's our 25th anniversary, and I think I said before, my wife and I are just trying to do little experiences all the time.
That's good. It's good.
Yeah. So continuing in that vein, we thought, and she brought this up, and I was an idiot for not bringing it up because she had to say, hey, are we going to do something for our anniversary?
Right.
I go, okay. And so we snuck into Saskatoon, left the kids out at the farm there, and we went for some nice wings and on an outdoor patio situation. Mm-hmm. And then I heard all of this cool Billy Joel, Elton John music.
Right.
Just in the middle of the air. And I'm going, where is this coming from? So after we paid and we left and I had a great experience with this waitress.
Isn't that the best when that happens?
Oh, and she was awesome. And we, a couple of things we ordered weren't there. They were out of them. You know, you have that experience with it. And one other thing happened and stuff. And I was joking with her about it. And I said, oh, this place has everything and whatever. Just being normal. And at the end of it all, she comped the whole meal.
What?
Comped the whole beers, the whole thing.
Wow.
And so we tipped her nice and stuff. Yeah. And I just thought, wow, what a nice person. And then we walked down the street and the world famous Besbro Hotel is right
on
the river.
Heard of it, yeah.
Yeah, so there's that, and we're walking by the Bez, and I keep hearing this music, and then I spy the guy in the Volkswagen Beetle, and he's sitting in the back of it. He's sitting in the front of the car with a keyboard across the back seat and across the back of the whole car, a giant keyboard, and an amp in the front seat, and he's playing hits by request.
He's playing them.
Yeah, and I know you want to meet this guy, so let's meet him.
It's a show on the road. We're in Saskatoon. We're in front of the world-famous, legendary Besbro Hotel. And there's a dude in a white Volkswagen, like circa 1974 Volkswagen. White, done up real nice. And giant plywood sign that says busking. And he's playing a keyboard, a giant keyboard. Sitting on his seats facing backwards, playing the keyboard.
I'm gonna take a big clip.
We gave him $5 already. As long as he doesn't talk, when he talks he's cheesy, but when he's playing he's good. Let's see what he's raising money for. Okay, just to clarify, what are you raising money for?
Alzheimer's. I gotta be in Montreal by the 26th because I'm trying to get on Seth Rogen's orchestra.
Yeah, because Seth Rogen's an advocate for Alzheimer's because of his
Mother-in-law. July 26th, Montreal, Place des Arts. I'm all psyched up about it. If I don't make this one, there's always October 17th in Hollywood.
Okay, so what's your name?
Sergey Romanoff. I'll give you my card.
Sergey Romanoff. Yeah. And you're wearing a Telemiracle shirt.
Yeah, that's
so you performed on Telemiracle
that's
before?
That's right.
Nice. That's awesome. Well, you're doing great. I think you need more signage. You need a bigger bin to put the money in.
I think so.
You need to say that I'm trying. Alzheimer's are like Montreal are bust. Like we need some accoutrement to the performance here, so people know what's going down. Because we gave just because you play awesome and you can hear it for like a half a mile.
Really?
Yeah. We're at the Hudson's Tap House down there, and we
amazing
can hear
what 12 volts can do.
12 volts. And so is this your like daily commuter ride?
This is the busking bug.
The busking bug.
I have the busking bus at home, which is older than this. It's a GMC, you know, the Anchorman 2.
Sweet.
Motorhome that they rolled over.
Yeah. Is that the one you're taking to Montreal?
Yeah. This is going to be towed behind it.
Oh, my God. You got it all going
on. So I need lots of gas money.
Why is Alzheimer's so important to you?
Why is Alzheimer's so... My grandmother suffered from it. She died with it. You don't die from it. You die with it.
That's right.
And... what's the other reason? Well, I invented a product through a cell phone app. The Saskatchewan government paid for my airplane ticket to go to France and get my idea developed.
This is awesome.
It's called the PRD. It's a perpetual recording device. It's for people that just forgot what they just said. Which is what happens when you become a hippie or get Alzheimer's or have OCD or ADD or ADHD or just be a used car salesman and you can't remember what you just said.
I'm not a doctor, but I think you have all of those.
Exactly. 10-4.
See, I'm recording you right now on my iPhone app. Is this already invented by iPhone? By Steve Jobs?
Well, I've got to raise the money to get it developed for iPhone.
Oh, okay.
Right now it's just on Android, which is, you know, plenty.
Okay.
Right now.
Well, you know, we support your cause to the tune of $5. If I had more, I'd give more.
You would?
But I think you need more signage, and I want to hear My Life, Billy Joel. You got that one covered.
Yeah.
That's the one! I gotta tell you, I just saw a YouTube video of Billy Joel, and it was from the... like right in the peak of his stardom in the early 80s, and he flipped his piano on stage because his stage crew kept lighting the audience instead of him and putting the spotlight. He didn't like that, so he flipped the piano over, and then he started smashing his mic stand down. You gotta look it up on YouTube, it's gold.
How did he get the sound out? Like he was doing this for the audience.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, it was on stage.
He's putting on a show.
He's going bananas.
Well, they had the mic because he destroyed the microphone. He destroyed the piano.
Well, he didn't destroy the microphone. He was hammering on with the mic stand, and then he'd bring back the mic. He's so talented, you know. Play me a song, gentlemen. Good luck getting to Montreal.
Yeah.
Hope you make it happen.
Thank you.
Yeah, all the best.
So make sure you put this on your radio show.
Well, I have a podcast now. It's called It's a Show Podcast.
Okay.
And it's on iTunes. Yep. And it's on all the usual suspects. So check it out. You're on it. Okay. Did you get a picture? Should I get one?
So that was my Saskatchewan adventure. Now on to yours.
I don't even know where to begin with my summer adventures. I did a 5K, the Color Me Die or something, the Color or Die.
You did your 5K.
Whatever it was called. Okay, to be fair.
Sparky, the bell tolls for you.
Look.
You walked.
We walked a lot of it because we were uber hungover. It was the Eskimos home opener the night before. And it was a close game. It got so close. It got so intense. I got so into the moment that I was drinking. And we went to the Cook County Country Bar and...
You
got hammed up good style. And so the next day was a little rough, but it was fun. Like, this is what I'm saying. If you want to promote fitness and yada yada, have fun color stages or have fun little activities along the way. Like, we got to be pelted with these color packs, and it was just a
fun. So you weren't bored?
No,
Did you get them in the eyeballs or anything?
No,
in mouth?
No. They were really good. The people who were throwing at the color stations threw in, you know, neck below.
Yeah.
And they also provided you with sunglasses, which...
You always get that special kid, though, that hit you right in the... Oh, I tried to hit me. All right, sorry.
I think I got a chunk right in the left cheek, but nothing in
it's
the
not
eye.
It's not like paintball.
No, it's... And it was really fun. Like, the atmosphere at the finish line was really great. So I had a really great experience with that. Then we went to Craven, Saskatchewan.
Okay, back up 1 second. Yeah. I want to ask you your thoughts on the Eskimos guy who won the 50-50.
The guy, guy.
So was it that game? Was it that game that it was one that didn't get one? No?
No. So breaking news that's not really breaking anymore, but there was this epic 50-50 at the last game, which was 376,000 take-home, I think it was.
Yeah, so it started at the 70,000, never got one.
That's right.
So they carried it over.
They carried it over.
Which you don't hear of very often.
And chaos. I was at this game. I rearranged my entire holiday schedule because I wasn't going to be in the area for this game, but the Eskimos are doing so well. This 50-50 was huge.
Shut up about the Eskimos.
So I went, and it was, first off, 40,000 people were there. Whether to see the game or not, that's, you know, half of them were trying to buy these 50-50 tickets. There were lines like I've never seen. Lines and borderline angry people because of the lines.
Oh,
and
no. Did these lines affect the beer lines and the pisser lines?
No.
No. Okay.
Bathrooms are free. Concession was free.
Perfect. They're all lined up for 50-50.
Everyone's lined up for 50-50. Half are watching the game, half are waiting for 50-50 tickets. So I said to my sister, I'm like, you know, I don't want to get them right off the hop because the lines are ridiculous. Let's go watch part of the game. I'll get them before halftime. So second quarter, 15 minutes, they say, I missed the whole second quarter and then some in line for 50-50 tickets because I thought, you know, I'm going to hate myself if I don't get a ticket.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I stood in line for that long, and we had the one 50-50 guy who was kind of taking care of this massive line. Like, this line was long.
Yeah.
He left. He had to go refill his paper. So he has to go to the other end of the stadium to get his paper refilled. He didn't come back for 15, 20 minutes. I was like, do I ditch the line?
Oh, you're just one foot in, one foot out.
I'm literally 10, 20 people away. Oh, do I ditch? Is he coming? He's not coming back. He's not coming back. He'd be back already. He's not even ever come back. Guess who shows up? The 50-50 guy.
Oh, he's honest.
He's like a god to us. Yeah, and he's... So then I'm like, I'm only going to spend $10. I only need... You know, one number.
Only takes one to win.
People are dropping hundreds of dollars of these tickets.
And not that kid, though. Did he buy one or did he buy 100?
I think he bought $100 worth of it, he said on the news, yeah.
That freaking guy.
So I was ready to pay for $10 and, like, this lady's like, you know, they always, the 50-50 is always ends with C. C is the $20 ticket. They never, ever get A or B. A is $5. B is $10. I was like, son of a... So I bring out the 20 and I, you know, I get $30 worth. So no money for beer
so
or nachos.
So much, you know, lady.
A C number did win, to be fair.
Really?
So she was right about that one.
Okay, so well, I'm writing that down on the iPhone.
This kid, the demand was so overwhelming. They couldn't announce the winner that night. There was booze. I don't know. People were upset. My brother waited almost 2 hours for a ticket. Didn't get in. He has bad luck, apparently. and
curbs the enjoyment.
And so they announced it early morning the next day on the website. And this kid, 20-year-old from Edmonton, he's an Eskimos fan, works in the oil sands, wins a lot of money.
Yeah. And he said, yeah, star. I might say I'm going to not show up at work or whatever.
And his dad's a financial planner. So
he's a billionaire. He's the next Bill Gates.
So that's... that was exciting to witness that. I don't think I've ever seen or heard of anything like that.
And
before.
Then just a scant couple of days later, this couple, Alberta couple, wins 18
Saw
point
that.
Whatever million. This
Indeed, my lucky break.
Yeah, married couple, 18 million bucks. They stopped. And this is a good doc. Remember we told the shared Dr. Pepper story, how she was ragging on Dr. Pepper
yep.
at the Rexall concert? Well, this Dr. Pepper, the guy, the reason that guy stopped in Claire's home, Alberta at the 7-Eleven, because he was... Jones and for a Dr. Pepper Cherry.
And I need it. I was in Claire's home the other day.
That's the only reason
Twice.
He bought the ticket. Because he wanted a Dr. Pepper.
This is what I'm saying.
Follow your instincts, people.
This so
is ridiculous. Okay, so now we're on the road to Craven.
There's a bug in here.
I better settle in for this. And by the way, back to Rhinestone Cowboy from... this is limited edition. I can't believe you're sharing this with me because we're not going to get these beers again.
Yeah, that's what they say.
These are good. You don't like it. You're making faces every time.
I think I'm warming up to it. Either that or the beer is warming up to me because it's currently 30 degrees at time of taping at 10:08 p.m.
Yeah, seriously.
And I'm sweating like a sin.
And you got to drink it because it's going to get warm. That's not good.
This was like, it was hot like this in Craven for the Craven Country Jamboree.
And you were in a tent.
The 10th anniversary. I was only in the tent for the 2 a.m. to 7 a.m. portion. Let me tell you, we got there Thursday after an 8-hour-ish, however long it takes to get from here to Regina.
Regina!
Experience Regina. Okay.
Not being a Craven virgin. However, ADD Steph, who I went with, has never been. So I was a little shocked and I was like, here I am, the expert. I've only been here twice now.
What do you mean? Oh, to Craven.
Yeah.
She's from Regina.
Yeah, she's
she?
Never been. I thought it was a little odd, but.
Yeah.
Anyways, so we get there Thursday night. Really doesn't start till Friday night with Luke Bryan as the headliner, but Thursday night, I got so drunk. Let me tell you.
Was it the kickoff party?
Well, the Roadhammers were at the beer gardens. I went for 10 minutes. No offense against Roadhammers, but in the beer gardens, you got to pay $6.50 for a beer.
Oh, yeah. Well, I do that.
Back at my campsite, I've got literally 60 cans of the stuff.
Nice.
So this is the first time I actually played drinking games as well. Are you familiar with Slap Cup?
Yes. Played that with a wild bunch of teachers one night.
Yeah, I learned sort of. They wouldn't tell me the rules. I never really actually did understand what was happening at my level of drunkenness.
I understand that, yeah.
But it was still fun, and I think I left an impression because they were cheering pretty hard for me every time.
And then the
beer pong?
Yeah.
That's
fun. Yeah.
I enjoy the beer pong. I'm not so good at that one. The table was just sopping wet of booze, but this is how...
That's the only problem I have with those drinking games. Is so I got fun. A beer bubble in the throat there. is the spillage and the gross ping pong ball that keeps hitting the dirt and you keep putting it back in the beers.
But at that level, you don't care.
Do you know when we were in college, a brief aside, we had this game called the beer machine.
Ooh.
So it was an 8x10 sheet of plywood, and it was a we drew a beer on it, and then inside the beer were squares. And so then you rolled dice, and you, whatever happened when you landed on that square, yeah. So it could be the dreadful straw where you had to drink a whole beer out of a straw.
Really?
Shoot the Jack Rapids, so you had to have a Jack Daniels shooter.
Jesus.
It was awesome. We could make money off that game.
I haven't drank so much and probably so fast and got to that level in a long time. So Thursday night was a shit show. Basically, Craven, you camp out in this open farmer's field. They did have some issues with rain leading up to the festival.
Right.
So there were some muddy and soft spots.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Last year was a disaster because it rained really, really bad and the whole place turned to mud soup. This year it was mostly dry. They still had some fenced off areas, though. So here I am playing Slap Cup, not knowing what I'm doing, but I feel bad because we just ended up at this campsite. They invited us in. And I didn't bring booze.
Uh-oh. And so, you had 60 back at the campsite.
So here I am using their booze, feeling bad because I'm doing awesome at it. I was like, you know what? We're just over yonder. I'll just run back, grab a couple, you know, come back and join the festivities.
Couldn't find it.
We were so far from them, and I went cross country, and I came across this giant mud hole, and I lost sandals. And I, for a second, thought I was going to eat dirt because I just got so stuck in the stuff, right? I was like, this is a bad idea. Instant regret. And
were the ladies with you?
No,
you
went solo.
Oh, my God.
Which was also bad because for a...
cell phones don't work there.
With a brief 5 minutes, I was like, I'm never going to find our campsite. I'm going to be out here for the rest of the night. I have no idea where I am. Everything looks the same. I have no sense of direction. I should not be in the middle of this.
It was like that movie Spring Break when the guy... This was when I was a kid in the 80s, and the guy gets a girl in the hotel room, and she wants him to go get, you know, some protection. And so he's like all ready to roll. He goes out there, and then he can't remember what room.
Right?
Number. Yeah.
And he's that like, was this moment.
He can't get back to her.
So then I don't know how I found my reference points. Basically, my two reference points were the bus across the way from us, a little school bus that had a spray painted. Now, kids, if you're listening,
stay away from the radio.
Plug your ears.
Pod radio.
It said on the side of the bus in spray can paint, show us your tits.
Ooh.
That was my reference point. And then one of the girls that came with us brought these lit up fireflies, dragonflies, flowers. I don't know what they were. Decorative things.
Yeah.
Strung them on the tent.
Oh, yeah.
Those were on. That saved the day. I was like, here I am. I'm home.
If those were off, that means something's happening in the tent.
Oh, if those are off, then I don't know which tent I'm at. You know, that night I tried to not break into, but investigate someone's pickup truck. And it was a scene. I'm not proud of that moment. That was the first night.
Was that close to your place?
Yes. I got out of the middle of the night.
Who was in there?
There were people sleeping in the bed of the truck under like a cover, like a shell.
So you went in there.
I was opening it up.
Oh my God.
And then the next day I was like, I think the truck is right there, like next door. I was like, this is embarrassing. What was I doing? Why?
The demon alcohol.
I had no
Slap
business.
Cup. Stay away from it, Sparky.
Friday night, Luke Bryan, repeat the drunken shenanigans. Saturday, Steph wanted to go see the Riders game, so we went to the Riders game.
Awesome.
What an experience that was. I mean, I was there for the Grey Cup. That was a little different.
Yeah.
This is just a regular season. Every team in the CFL needs to take notes on how to do game day because that was a phenomenal atmosphere.
And beautiful night, too, you had
for it. Was gorgeous. Yeah, it was great. And those Long Island iced teas at Mosaic Stadium, they are worth the $6.50 or whatever it is in the lines. So it was really good.
Kirk Klavan just went to the last game
where
we definitively smashed the Argonauts.
Did well. Then we missed Dierks Bentley on Saturday night due to football, but we heard he was awesome. Did some tequila shots. Mama Jude's was out, and she was just, we got to spend some time with her at the house, and we had pizza, and she's a...
Did I see on some Google calendar somewhere that Mama Jude's is going to make a live in-studio appearance?
Well, she's here this weekend.
This weekend?
This weekend.
Okay, so we got the wedding. Might be a Sunday sitch. Is she around Sunday?
I'll have to review.
Or Friday sometime.
I have to review the calendars, but...
Yeah, because we have an important wedding to go to.
That would be gold. So we missed Dierks Bentley, which I heard was awesome. And then, of course, Keith Urban on Sunday, and it was great. The whole weekend was great. I was ready to kill people and leave, and the drive home was a little sad.
Iffy.
And don't talk to me. I'm tired, cranky.
Yeah.
Very hungover. That week of work was hell.
Oh.
Where did I go after that? I think I went on holidays.
So you worked again between the holidays.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I worked Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then I went somewhere. I think that's when I went on my
latest. You went camping.
Yeah, went to Waterton Lakes National Park, went to Banff National Park, did whitewater rafting, jumped off a 30-foot cliff.
Seriously.
What else did
I do? Who were you with doing that experience?
I went with Steph.
ADD Steph, yeah. And you jumped off a cliff.
Yeah, she's like, you want to go whitewater rafting? I was like, yeah, I do. I don't have a really active social calendar. Nobody ever wants to do the things that I want to do, but she always does. That's why we often do a lot of things together.
So I've gone whitewater rafting. What did you think of it?
You know, it was short. We went on the short one. We only went on the 2-hour whatever boat ride.
Yeah, that's what I did.
We went on a class 4 rapid apparently. Like, I loved it, but I wanted more.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
yeah,
I want to feel danger a
little
bit.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was good. Like, I wasn't disappointed. I was just, you know, maybe I built it up too high in a way. Maybe I was slightly disappointed. But overall, I would do it again in a heartbeat, yeah.
I went with Paul Brandt.
Oh.
Yeah, and I almost drowned. And he almost saved my life, but he was busy saving the drummer.
See, that's
I don't know why you save the drummer when there's a perfectly good disc jockey right there that could have gone down.
Sounds like an adventure and a half.
Yeah, it was good.
But this cliff jump, man, I was worried about this one. Not so much at the jump, but just jumping into the water, which was really fast moving, and then swimming to the point. I was like, I don't know if I'm going to...
See, I did that too, and that's why he had to save me, because I took a mouthful of water.
So did I,
and then did your chest feel like it was going to explode?
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was dying.
Yeah.
I thought it was dying.
Yeah.
That's why do we do it with our mouth open? Like, you're going, and then you take that full, and then it crashes over your head, over your head, over your head, and you go, I'm dying right now.
Well, the plunge in, I was like, it took a long time for me to resurface. That was longer than expected.
Yeah. Yeah.
But holy cats, the adrenaline was amazing. That's
I don't know.
And you paid money for that.
I hurt myself. That hurt my chest.
Oh, man.
I don't have a huge chest to hurt, but that hurt what I have.
Just, you know. I haven't been to Waterton in 10 years, and it's a beautiful place in the world. Lots of American tourism because you're right there near the States. Just it's a hiker's paradise. I didn't do a lot of hiking, but yes.
Guess who had their honeymoon at Waterton
Did
Park?
Did you? At the Prince of Wales?
Yes. Well, no, we went there and ate one time, but we camped, and we ate hot dogs every night.
Did you camp at
and skip stones in the water and
Crandell fished. Or in town? There's only
Crandell.
Yeah. That's where I went.
Yeah.
Hasn't changed.
No, it's nice though.
It's simple. What it is. It's exactly. Yeah. Simple.
We did hike up the mountain and went to a lake that was like about a half hour hike. Just a little hidden pocket lake.
Yeah. There's a lot of those
up
there.
Super cool.
I think if I would have went with someone, I would have been into the hiking. And I'm like, go by myself.
I
want
to start hiking because I'm non-traditional exercise guy, and I'm trying to talk my wife into. I said, you know, I think we don't want to run because running's boring.
Exactly, there's
it's
no purpose.
It's terribly boring, and it's my life is about time, and I cannot burn up that kind of time doing that. I can't do it.
Cannot.
I've done it. It's boring.
Yeah,
like that 5K, man. Try a 10K.
No.
You want to shoot yourself? You're like, it's this sport. And then these people,
I'm going to do, I did my first half marathon, and now I'm going to do 6 more, and then I'm going to do 65 marathons because
what? It's the same thing, man.
I've got a friend who just bikes around the city 30K at a time.
Okay, I saw you the other day. You didn't see me, but I creeped you because you were walking across the street with a guy. Tall guy.
Yeah.
Is that the dude?
That's the athletic friend. The
athletic guy. He looks athletic.
He's a triathlete.
Triathlete guy. So he bikes 30.
He bikes. He's like, you want to go for a bike ride? This is okay. Well, like last month, I was into the whole.
Did you get your chain?
Yeah, I got a chain.
Mail order chain?
The bike's fixed.
Nice. So the online worked.
Yeah. Surprisingly. I still had to sort of assemble it together, which is weird, but I've never done that before. But a couple
worked out
pliers
good.
And there we go.
Yeah.
Who knows what's happening? Mm-hmm. It was a free chain. Nothing could go wrong.
It had a little tiny cotter key in it, right? Yeah. Oh, yeah. I used to have to do that in the farm all the time.
So he'd be like, oh, yeah, let's go for a bike ride. I was like, okay, just gentle. I haven't, you know, I'm rusty.
Yeah.
Oh, man, we went so far. And there's a lot of hills in this town, and I don't do the hills.
You don't know hills, man. Live in Kamloops. That thing is
if they're worse than these hills.
Oh, it's brutal.
Yeah.
No brutal.
Good. So it was a good vacation. Like lots of just relaxation, fires and chilling and thoughts. And here's the thing. Gas is expensive. It is a lot of money to travel here and there.
Went down to $1.13 today.
Yeah. That's good.
I mean, yeah, because we were towing the camper.
I can only imagine. Yeah.
Oh, and it was like bankruptcy, and you're going, okay, now we just got here.
Yeah, right.
How are we going to eat and do anything?
Yeah.
And I'm going, that's why we spend so much time picking rocks on the farm, because you make your own fun when you're poor.
That's right.
Is that the Death Star or the moon over that tree there? You can't see from your vantage point, but...
Probably the moon.
Yeah.
I thought for a moment ago it smelled like rain, which would be a
that
lovely,
would be amazing.
Lovely.
And
thing.
You know what? I'm not going to complain about the heat. I saw everybody complaining.
I will a little bit.
Yeah, you can a little
a
bit.
A little bit.
It's sticky. And but this is, if you want to know what Toronto feels like, we're in Toronto.
Oh, yeah.
This
yeah.
is Toronto
mm-hmm.
all the time. And I didn't like that place.
I remember going to Toronto for a family vacation, I think 06 in yeah. May. And it was like, this is the hottest that yeah. I've ever been in yeah. a climate.
Yeah. Yes, Toronto people generally hate the rest of the country, but when it gets like this, then they hate everyone. They hate
right.
themselves.
Yeah.
They hate their neighbor. No, it's short-lived, I know, and that's what I'm thinking. I have a gut feeling that we're going to get a longer fall, though, like a long summer.
I would
summer.
Hope so, like an Indian summer.
Yeah, I don't think you can say that, man.
Well, there is a song. Brooks and Dunn did sing about it.
Yeah, I don't
Indian
think it's politically
correct. Hey. The hunger.
How about the Indian outlaw?
The wonder.
Oh. Let me ask you this. Okay, did you see Anorexic Bob there
no.
on Tim McGraw when he slapped a woman?
I saw this clip.
Yeah. To me, that's like, Tim, if you're listening, whatever. I made my living off of your records for a long time. But
Live like you were dying.
Yeah, buy a freaking sandwich. And, you know, I don't care. What are you training for? Like, life, you know, you can ease up. You're good for another 10 years now. And... when you're on stage and somebody tears at your ripped jeans that are already torn to shreds anyway,
yeah.
what do you care? And why do you have to be such a supreme ruler up there? He's
right.
been losing his shit a bit lately,
yeah.
don't you think?
It's because
he had
wonky.
That freak out about that
yeah.
guy the other day or like a couple of months ago. And I just think he looks so in shape. He looks sick.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
My friend thinks he's ill with something.
He looks ill.
But well, whatever.
Hopefully if he is ill. That he's not, you know, it's nothing serious.
I want to talk to you something about
the flu.
No, something that I witnessed in my plethora of activities that just, I want to say, maybe not the best show I have seen, but definitely number two, Shania Twain.
Okay.
I saw Shania Twain at the Calgary Stampede, night one of her first of her two sold out shows. I gotta say, the Queen is back.
Okay.
Whoever's on the throne, just get out of the way.
I
let
saw her
get to it.
Years and years ago.
Oh,
so now what are we talking
this
about?
This is amazing.
So did you see her back in the day?
The up tour, yeah. I vaguely remember it. I mean, it was good then, but I feel that, and I don't know what her Vegas show was like, but I feel like she brought that up.
Well, she had her heart broken, tramped on, driven over with a pulverizer, and that affected her as a human being, obviously.
Right.
Now she's in a different place, remarried, blah, blah, blah.
Happy, happy.
Got the Vegas show. It's all good.
And, you know, when I, like I said before, the show, the way I rate a show, production, visual,
like, we know the hits are going to be standard. That's,
oh, the hits. I mean, the hits were... Yeah, she sang that stupid "If Today Was Your Day" or whatever that turd was when she lost her voice.
Oh yeah,
turd song.
But, yeah,
I mean, yeah, nothing but the hits. This is how I felt. She seemed very nervous, maybe not quite ready at the start, but by the time, man, I feel like a woman came around. She had the confidence.
She was nervous, really. Eh?
I that's how I felt. I don't know, like it was just, you know. This is my first time on a touring stage kind of thing. Huh. You know, I'm not in Vegas. I'm not in my home.
Yeah. Because
this is different.
Was this the first show outside of that Vegas thing for years?
I think so, yeah. And the first show in Canada probably since the tour
you're
10
probably
years
right.
ago.
Yeah.
But the lights were amazing. The stage was amazing. The band was amazing. The video screen was amazing. There was costume changes. There was video montages happening between costume changes. It was just such a mind-blown spectacle.
Oh, you didn't see Cher.
I didn't see Cher.
So, and you know what? You're describing Cher. So it's probably exactly the same style of heavy production value. But you know what? I appreciate that because if you spend a dollar tickets free from your friend.
No, it was $150 for this
$150.
I paid spur of the moment.
You're a radio guy. Why would you pay that?
I don't have connections.
Oh, my God.
But yeah, like if I'm paying that much.
I hope there's a record label rep that is listening to the Sparkmeister right now that feels really guilty about that.
Yeah, I was supposed to meet Keith Urban and Craven, but it didn't happen.
Hey, what?
No, but like honestly, if I pay money to a show, Wazzle Dazzle make me feel like that was the best show ever, and that one was.
So you got your money's worth.
I think she's going to go on tour. She's kind of hinting at it.
Yeah.
She could go on tour with that exact show tomorrow, and I would go again.
Kill.
I would pay the
really,
same
eh?
Amount. Oh, yeah.
Really?
It takes you back. It makes you feel happy. The crowd was loving it. The crowd was loving it. I don't think I've ever seen that big of a response for a country artist in a really long time. I don't know. I can't remember what I did 2 weeks ago, but
yeah,
it was just really, really, you know, the hype was there. And I think, in my opinion, she delivered.
Okay. Now you're talking about going back and we had exactly the same experience. And I don't know why I left this out of my Saskatoon diatribe, but my sister, the beautiful lady she was, scored me comp tickets to Bryan Adams.
I saw those posts.
Oh, so my brother-in-law, my cousin Heather, my wife and I and Kirk Clavin's brother, Dean and Khan, his longtime wife, we all went. And it was the most picturesque, beautiful, perfect summer's evening ever.
And it was outdoors, right?
Outdoors at the grandstand that I haven't been to since I was a kid. Last time I was really in that area, I was a security guard for Flamin Security. You know, checking stuff out, man. And Bryan Adams, relentless. And the one thing, he impressed me right off the top because there was no guy doing intros. Yeah. There was no audio visual. There was nothing. Bryan Adams, you saw him walking right out with the whole band. He just walks out at the same time. He's not the star. He's with the band.
Yeah, yeah.
Comes out, bam, and they jump right into it, and it's hit, 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 hit. He calls a girl on stage to dance, got that going on, and he says, hey, I smell it's either cow shit or marijuana. Which is it? And there was like, my wife got a secondhand high.
Oh.
And in case you're thinking of using that as a song title, I've already given it to Dwayne Steele. He's working on it as we speak. And it was just a magical night that took me back to grade 10, 11 as a kid. And Bryan Adams, the more he lives in the UK, the more he looks like a guy you would see in a British pub.
That's
like,
funny.
Yeah, he's got the gap tooth and
and
the British haircut and whatever. But I was so impressed. We had such a great time and we finished the evening with homemade barbecue burgers.
Nice.
Yeah, around midnight and some pickled eggs. So thank you, Connie, for the pickled eggs.
Interesting.
Okay, and we should, when we're talking about concerts, we should talk about the Garth Brooks Ireland debacle.
Oh, that happened while I was having some time off. I think that was a Craven-esque, but something happened about the permits not going through, so he had to cancel the shows.
So he booked, he said last time he was there, when he was an active touring artist, he said, next time I come back, I want everybody who's able-bodied, who has the money to come see the show, and I'll price it low.
Right.
So then he books into this place. And they can only get him for 2-3 nights, whatever.
Right.
Then he wants to get the third or fourth night, whichever it is, doesn't matter. And they say, no, we can't do it because of noise bylaws and this and something else.
Yeah.
He said, well, fine. I'm not doing any of them. And so you got to think about all the promoters who lost money and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But I bet you, I know Garth Brooks, and I bet you behind the scenes.
Get him on the show then.
maybe I will. And I'm sure he paid those guys all back. Like, anybody who was at risk or whatever, you know he's going to pay him back. But he's mounting the comeback tour. It's going to be epic.
Is the single out yet or is it coming at the end of this month? I heard at the end of this month. Album this fall?
Yeah.
Vaguely heard about that.
We should do an It's a Show Garth Brooks super special.
Yeah.
And just get clips from other interviews.
I was jamming hard to Beaches of Cheyenne. That is my favorite Garth song, Beaches of Cheyenne.
That's your favorite, eh?
Yeah. Yeah,
really good one. I like that song a lot.
But
real picture.
Yeah, I wonder if there's a music video for that. I don't think it might be just a performance video. But anyways, he's gonna go on tour. But Chicago is one of the cities announced.
Yeah,
first city. I heard Chicago, and then I think he announced another one, but I don't remember.
Something about Chicago. Okay, anyway, you don't come here for facts. It's a show. We just hang out and have cocktails. And
need to clear room off the old visa. If that should come to this part of town, 2 hours in either direction.
Maybe I'll just mail him my New York Festival Award for the interview and say, hey, Garth, is this worth some comp tickets? Anyway, we were considering going on hiatus for the summer because
it makes sense, to be honest.
It does, because the logistics, and I mean, you got to do the heavy lifting and putting the packaging and uploading to iTunes. And we broke our streak of putting a show out every week,
that's
whether
right.
It was a shorty or a longy or whatever. Now, did we miss 1 week or two?
2 weeks. Like every successful
I am so embarrassed.
Like every successful TV show.
Everyone
gets a break, whether you are aware of it or not. I sometimes, you know, I'm watching my shows on the PVR. They're just there. And then all of a sudden, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, four. Where the fuck are my shows?
Yeah.
Oh, they're probably on break.
Well, we talked about this earlier today is Jerry Seinfeld has comedians in getting coffee in a car or whatever it's called. Can't remember. And... You know, I love that show, man. Yeah, I want to finish the Jon Stewart episode. I only got a third of the way through. Jon Stewart.
No, I know who he is. Yeah, I'm just trying to remember if I watched it or not.
And I guess there's one with Jason Alexander, too, I haven't seen.
Yeah, I saw that one.
Was it hilarious?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
So George, when he's not George, not hilarious.
Or is it George as he was George?
I just
think Was that the big Super Bowl thing? I don't remember. They're all good. Anyway. Jerry's good.
So, but... He did 3 episodes and then a season finale. So how many episodes have we given you at the same low cost?
Very many. Very many.
Right? So the only reason I hesitated about the summer hiatus is you said Mama Jude's is in town.
Well, we'll see if we can make that happen. Things are getting iffy. It is the Oglong weekend, as we know it, here in Canada. Oglong. Heritage Day. That means you celebrate a heritage, I guess.
Did you tell me what you're doing? Because I forgot if you did.
There is a potential for family camping with the old man, which is going to be really special for him because, you know, we're busy.
Yeah, that's very... And you know what? You're smart to recognize that. That will be special for him. Because at that age, when you're a father of that vintage, we're just being able to hang out. And I got to pull up my socks in the fathering department. I got a few things I got to
hang out.
Yeah. Sawyer and I actually had a great bonding moment. And we worked our asses off for my boss at the post-secondary learning institution where I now reside.
Yeah.
He has a little thing on the side, a little landscape company. And he said, yeah, you guys want to do some sod laying? And I go, yeah, I do. So should have thought about that longer. 2 pallets of sod this high.
Uh-huh.
And
can't be easy.
On a 32-degree day.
Oh, not easy. And
it's great workout, but it's work. But Sawyer... Man, he earned that cash.
You still look white as a ghost, though.
What are you saying? Look at this. Okay, watch.
Oh, there's the farm tan.
See? Look at this. You ready? It's like I'm wearing a Spider-Man mask.
So he's showing me his... Yeah, okay. I'm
white, white as the driven snow, except for the face and the arms. Okay, so Mama Jude's notwithstanding, we're on summer hiatus. If she forces us to reconvene for a show, we will do so.
I know she's on a tight schedule. She's like the president. I've been watching a lot of West Wing, so I know all about how...
So what's her deal? What's she the president of?
Well, she's the president of herself.
Mm.
And just so good, yeah. I want to show you a few things that I dropped a few hundy on the Edmonton Eskimos merchandise store.
Did you really?
There's a sweet jacket that I've been had my eye on for the longest time.
What is going on over there?
You've got
a whole closet.
It's a nice lightweight jacket.
Sickening.
The team. Can I tell you something?
Why do you cheer for this team?
We're 4-1. This is a complete 360 from last year.
I know.
Like, it is this?
Yeah.
It's exciting.
And when they finally operate and take the horseshoe out of your ass.
We lost against, who do we play? Calgary. Yeah, we lost. And it was not a pretty game.
That's not the loss you want.
That was not a pretty game. Yes, not the loss we want. Battle of Alberta. And it was close. Like, we, I think, 3 or 4 points away. Still, a loss is a loss.
Yeah.
We're on in our bye week right now.
You got the bye week, yeah.
We play next week. And that's the test. If we win, I think things are all right. Our coach, though. I like Chris Jones. I like what we got going on. There is something there.
Okay.
So anyways, I had to...
So you look... Like, how much did you drop in there?
200. So the jacket's 100, and I got a home jersey. Adarius Bowman, number 4, who was our almost number 1. right now.
Yeah.
Fred Stamps is there. He's up there. But I don't have a home jersey, but now I do, and it's number four. So I had to add to the collection.
So that's four pieces you've got there.
I've got two pieces.
Oh.
But now in total, I've got four. I've got a jacket and a sweater and two jerseys.
Two were pre-existing.
I'm on the train. I've had two Saskatchewan Rough Rider game experiences. I went to the Rider store at Mosaic Stadium. That store is amazing. It gave me chills, and I'm not even a fan of the Riders. But
we should interview somebody from the Riders, man. Somebody in the marketing department or whatever.
The culture that you guys have going on, that's what I want. And hopefully one day, I don't think we're going to get there, but we can try to get there with the Edmonton Eskimos. And I think once the team starts doing well, once we start to see some positive progress, you know, people will start to show their support. And I'm starting to show my support more now because I've had those experiences.
Keep on dreaming, man.
Good to dream. I like football.
Yeah, it's good. It's a good season to be in, right? You get to watch football. And I was over. I went because I don't have TV, right? Mm. So the game is on, and I put it on Facebook. And people misconstrued my message. I said, if you were going to watch the game in an economical fashion, which I meant somebody invite me over,
yes,
or which bar has dollar beers. That's what I wanted to know. And of course, Jack Hess is on Facebook. Don't steer me the right way. So my buddy phones me, goes, oh, well, the game starts later. Our company just left. Come on over. Go over there. He's got a fire going out. He's outdoor guy.
Oh, I was like, fire inside? Is it crazy?
No, he's got the fire going outside. And he goes, I said, so? Took a while to get around to it. And I go, do you want to go in and check the game out? And he goes, well, maybe the score. He's got a fire going here and stuff.
No.
So, yeah. Updates on the little tiny kitchen TV every time I filled up my drink.
No, that would not fly with me. I'd be like, you know what? I got this thing that I got to go to.
I can't afford TV.
No.
It's ridiculous.
I'm along the lines where, remember the tale that I was supposed to try to get the free TV?
Oh, my God. We got to revisit this story.
I haven't called back yet.
You and I are the only guys in the world that haven't gotten a laptop and a free TV from TELUS.
But then I'm committed for 3 years, and then I don't even think I should be paying what I pay for cable right now. But at the same time, I can't shake my habits.
How much is it for cable?
Cable internet, as I pay, is $100.
You know what? You're going to do that anyway. I would do that. Just commit to the 3 years. Get a lawyer if you need to later. It'll be fine.
But then I'm like, okay, so
how big is this TV? It's the same size as the one you got.
No, it's a slightly bigger. But then, so what? Do I put that one in my room and then what? Never leave my room?
Excuse yourself. What? This is is this 42?
This is 32, I think.
32?
Something like that. 32, something like that.
I swear to God, I got a 42 and that's the same size.
No, it just looks smaller. But I did splurge for the sports package this summer only because to watch the football, it's $9 a month.
Okay, seriously. Next Riders game. Can I come over?
Whenever that is, I should be around.
I should be around. Please.
Friday or Saturday nights.
Can you just leave the key under the pot outside on the doorstep so I can get in?
If I'm not watching it at home, I agree with you. I want to be somewhere where the game is loud, but usually they never have, I don't know, maybe it's different.
Yeah. No, I can't find a bar that actually respects the game enough to crank it up a bit and so I can be a part of the experience.
There is an establishment that I really, really enjoy. It's a national chain. It's Boston Pizza. Who am I kidding?
I've heard that.
$3.99 draft beers. That is good stuff.
$3.99, does it bite you in the ass later draft or is it Canadian or what is it?
It's Canadian.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, it's good. It's $3.99. So I could hang out there, but, you know, there's no game, then...
Yeah,
you get bored easily.
Like you'd think in Boston Pizza, man, they'd have a section for CFL. Here's the back TV room with a giant screen.
Yeah.
You sit there in bleacher seating if you want, whatever, and watch the freaking game.
Oh, well, nothing beats a real
That's
deal.
Jim Treliving, who owns the Boston Pizza chain, and his son is now working with the Flames.
There you go.
Brad Treliving. He's part of that whole Flames. And, you know, I've been following that because I had to introduce Brian Burke.
Oh, yeah. There was a to-do the other day.
Yeah, there was a to-do, big hockey deal. And Brian Burke was there, Dwayne Sutter, Rich Preston.
I like Rich.
Yeah, Rich is hilarious. I would book that guy as a wedding MC. He's funny. And who else was there? Oh, Kelly Kissio, great guy. And also Craig Button.
I'm the Buttster.
You know what, man? Don't say that. He'll punch you right in the face. No, Craig Button's great because, you know, I've done lots of emceeing in my career. I need notes. Without the notes, I'm an idiot.
Who doesn't like notes?
Craig Button?
No notes?
Wireless microphone? No notes.
Freestyle.
All in the head. Freestyling.
Like Eminem.
And it's all good. And I'm going, you bastard. And Button said we could hang with him, so maybe we'll get him on the podcast.
And what does he
do
again?
That be interesting?
Yeah.
He's a TSN analyst.
Well, let's hang with him and,
and maybe
ride his coattails.
Get some numbers of really important people. All right, let's conclude this. We want to thank our sponsors for the broadcast, Big Rock Brewery. They don't know it, but they sponsored the podcast tonight.
I do have a business card.
Like a rhinestone cowboy.
Currently in the studio, it's still 30 degrees. How will I sleep tonight? I have no idea.
I think I'm going to the basement.
That's, you know what? My dad's basement. God bless it. It's cold as sin in the wintertime, but you fire up that wood stove, it's nice and toasty.
Sin,
but
I think, is supposed to be hot, actually.
Cold as the ice. Devil's teat. But in the summer, oh, man, that basement is heaven. I would pay money to live right there right now.
Okay, so you're going to say something?
Until next time.
Maybe next week.
Maybe next week, or maybe at the end of the month-ish. Until next time, keep in touch.
Finger guns.
Those are moist.
Oh.
Oh. Everybody's getting on my nerves. Everybody's kids is getting on my nerves. Oh, it's hot. I'm going to slit somebody's throat over this heat. Don't give me no firearms because I'm about to go the hell off. I do not do this. This is not what I do. I'm not. Hell no. No. Jesus, be a raindrop or central air because I cannot breathe.